Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Three Tune Tuesday. I am your host, Bonaparte, and Three Tune Tuesday is my opportunity to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were the height of technology, and the art of recording music was still a wonder of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, July the 23rd, and you have found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside where all are welcome. Please step inside and make yourself comfortable. Envision yourself settling into a large, plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort, with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Close your eyes, and let me guide you on a journey through time to explore the heart of rural America through its music, as urbanization began to change the landscape of the nation. Today, we're delving into the rich tapestry of rural life and folk traditions, as preserved and reflected in the songs of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. This was a time of great change in America, and so the country was rapidly industrializing and urbanizing. Cities were growing, factories were springing up, and more people were leaving their rural homes for the promise of urban opportunities. Yet amidst this backdrop of change, there was a strong current of nostalgia and a desire to hold on to the simpler ways of life. The songs we'll be exploring today are more than just melodies and lyrics. They're time capsules, preserving the values, humor, and daily experiences of rural America. They speak of a time when the rhythm of life was set by the rising and setting of the sun, when communities came together for barn raisings and harvest celebrations, and when a person's word and a firm handshake were as binding as any written contract. So these tunes, Old Dan Tucker, The Arkansas Traveler, and The Old Oaken Bucket, each capture a different facet of this rural life. From the boisterous energy of a country dance, to the witty exchanges between locals and travelers, to the nostalgic longing for the simplicity of country living, these songs paint a vivid picture of a way of life that was already beginning to fade into memory by the time they were recorded. But these recordings aren't just important for their content. They're also fascinating artifacts of the early recording industry itself. So settle in and get comfortable. Let the crackle of the needle on vinyl, or in this case shellac, transport you to a simpler time as we celebrate the enduring legacy of America's rural roots through the magic of early recorded music. Our first tune today is a piece of Americana that's just been getting toes tapping for nearly two centuries. Old Dan Tucker, recorded here by Harry C. Brown in 1916 on the Columbia label, is a perfect example of the lively spirit of rural folk music. This song, believed to have been written in the 1830s and often attributed to Daniel Decatur Emmett, tells the tale of a hard-drinking, rough-and-tumble character who's become a staple of American folklore. But more than just being a rowdy fellow, Old Dan is a symbol of the free-spirited, devil-may-care attitude that was often celebrated in these old communities. His antics, from his unconventional hygiene practices to his penchant for causing a ruckus, paint a vivid picture of a time when local characters could achieve near-mythical status simply through word of mouth and song. Now, imagine a raucous barn dance, fiddle scratching out a merry tune, and the stomping of boots on wooden planks. That's the spirit of Old Dan Tucker. The song paints a really good picture of this old life, with references to simple pleasures, local characters, and the kind of mischief that becomes legend in small towns. Lines like, "Old Dan Tucker was a fine old man, washed his face in a frying pan," speak to the humorous, often exaggerated storytelling that was a hallmark of this rural entertainment. The song's structure, with its call-and-response format, harkens back to work songs sung in fields and forest. Its rhythm, which was great for dancing, reminds us of the importance of music in bringing communities together for celebration and relief from the daily toils of life. In many ways, Om Dan Tucker encapsulates the joy, the hardship, and the unbreakable spirit of America. The artist of this recording song, Harry C. Brown, is not as widely remembered as some of his contemporaries of the time. But we do know that he recorded for the Edison Records label, as well as the Victor Records and Columbia Record labels, and that he was just as prolific as anyone else in the early 20th century. Brown lent his voice to numerous folk songs and popular tunes of the day, helping to preserve these for future generations. His clear, strong tenor was well-suited to the limitations of early recording technology, allowing him to create crisp, audible recordings that have stood the test of time. So, despite that he wasn't as well-known as his contemporaries, his significance shouldn't be understated. This was a time when recording artists, back in the 1910s, 1920s, and perhaps earlier, were faced with unique challenges. There were no retakes or audio editing. Each performance had to be delivered perfectly in one go. So artists like Brown, who could consistently deliver clear, energetic performances, were invaluable to record companies. So as we listen to Harry C. Brown's lively rendition of Old Dan Tucker, recorded over 100 years ago, let's appreciate not just the timeless appeal of the song, but also the artistry and technology that went into preserving this slice of Americana. It's more than just a catchy tune. It's a window into a way of life. It's a technological achievement and a testament to the enduring appeal of America's traditions.
I heard the night and saw the sight. The watchman was a lovely clown, and Old Dan Tucker sang the song. So get out the way, Old Dan Tucker, get out the way, Old Dan Tucker, get out the way, Old Dan Tucker,
As old Dan Tucker comes to an end, let's pause for a brief intermission and allow me to draw your attention to a subject that is as rich and robust as the music we've been exploring. That is Skeleton Brew Coffee. Now, I will be honest, Skeleton Brew is my creation. I am the curator of both this podcast as well as that coffee brand. But I find that there's a delightful parallel between the carefully preserved musical treasures we discuss and a really good coffee. Skeleton Brew Coffee, much like the vintage tunes we celebrate on Three Tune Tuesday, is a labor of love and a dedication to quality. It represents our commitment not just to delivering an exceptional cup of coffee, but to preserving and honoring traditions. In the same way that we strive to keep these old melodies alive, we approach our coffee with a reverence for the art and science of roasting. You see, Skeleton Brew isn't just about delivering a fantastic cup of coffee, though it certainly does do that. It's also about preserving and celebrating the past, just like we do with these old songs. Every purchase of Skeleton Brew doesn't just treat you to a really great coffee, but it helps keep the gears turning on this little operation of mine. Every purchase of Skeleton Brew is what keeps Blind Skeleton and Three Tune Tuesday possible. It's like my own little time machine. Your modern-day coffee purchase helps me continue to explore and share the treasures of yesteryear. But let me tell you about the coffee itself. It's roasted in small batches, and it is not roasted until you order it. That's fresher than old Dan Tucker at a barn dance for sure. But seriously, it makes the coffee as fresh as possible. It will be much fresher than anything you could get at the grocery store. And just like how we respect the artists behind these old tunes, we also respect the farmers who grow our beans. All the coffee that we sell at Skeleton Brew is fair trade, ensuring that those hardworking folks get a square deal. We have 6 different roasts at Skeleton Brew, from light to dark. There's something for everyone. And for everyone here who is listening to Three Tune Tuesday, if you use the gift code TUNE10, that is TUNE10, use that at checkout, you'll get 10% off your purchase. So I would love for you to go explore Skeleton Brew, see what we have to offer. I firmly believe it's the best coffee around. And remember, every purchase helps us keep going here. You can find Skeleton Brew at skeletonbrew.coffee. Browse around, spin up your favorite old-time record, and enjoy a really, really good brew. Now, our musical journey through America is going to continue with a delightful piece that captures the essence of folk humor and rural hospitality. The Arkansas Traveler, recorded in 1922 by the dynamic duo of Steve Porter and Ernest Hare on the Edison label, is a song that has been entertaining audiences for nearly 2 centuries. This tune is believed to have originated in the 1840s by Colonel Sanford C. Faulkner, a colorful character in his own right, who served as the state treasurer of Arkansas. The song tells the story of a sophisticated traveler who encounters a rustic fiddler, setting the stage for a humorous exchange that cleverly plays on the contrast between rural and urban sensibilities. What makes the Arkansas Traveler particularly fascinating is how it encapsulates the spirit of both rural hospitality and folk humor. The song typically begins with a fiddle tune, representing the local musician, which is then interrupted by spoken dialogue between the traveler and the fiddler. This interplay showcases the quick wit and down-home wisdom of rural folks, often at the expense of the supposedly more educated traveler. It's a celebration of rural culture, emphasizing the value of practical knowledge and simple living over book learning and urban sophistication. The humor isn't just about getting laughs, though it certainly does that. It's really a way for rural communities to assert their worth and intelligence in the face of urban condescension, all wrapped up in a catchy tune and a funny story. Steve Porter and Ernest Hare were quite the characters in the early recording industry. Porter was born in 1861 and was a vaudeville veteran known for his versatility in dialects and character voices. Hare was born in 1883 and was nicknamed the Melody Man for his rich baritone voice. Together, they formed a popular comedy team, bringing their vaudeville timing and rapport into the recording studio. One amusing anecdote about their recording sessions involves their creative use of props. To achieve authentic sound effects, they would often bring unusual items into the studio. For the Arkansas Traveler, legend has it that they brought in a real fiddle, a rocking chair, and even a tin roof, which they would shake to simulate rain when needed. Their partnership extended beyond the recording studio as well. They were known for their live performances where they would act out the songs that they had recorded, much to the delight of their audiences. One particularly humorous incident occurred during a live performance of The Arkansas Traveler, incidentally enough, at a theater in New York. As the story goes, Porter, playing the part of the traveler, got so caught up in the banter that he forgot the next line. Without missing a beat, Hare, in character as the fiddler, quipped, "Well, stranger, seems like you've lost your way in more ways than one." The audience roared with laughter, and the quick-thinking ad-lib became a regular part of their routine.
I wonder if this is the right road. Ah, someone playing a violin. I'll inquire from him. Get up here. Whoa. Adieu, boss. What might your name be?
Well, it might be Abe Lincoln, but it ain't. What made you think I was boss here?
Why, I guessed it.
Well, guess what my name is.
Say, did you see a fellow go by here this morning with one cross eye named James?
No. What was the name of his other eye?
How long have you lived here?
See that hill over there?
Yes.
Well, that was here when I come.
Now, you don't mean to tell me that you've lived here your whole life?
No, not yet.
Are you married?
No, no bad habits.
No bad habits, eh? Well, what do you chew that tobacco for?
say, why don't you play the rest of that tune?
Well, I just reckon there ain't no man living smart enough for that.
Oh, yes, there is. I think I can if you let me have your fiddle. Ah, thank you. Now you listen to this. Just out trying to scare up an appetite for breakfast.
Well, come right in and we'll try and scare up a breakfast for your appetite.
Yes, and I know I'll enjoy it.
Yes, and be sure to stop on your way coming back.
Yes, let's take another short pause to talk about Three Tune Tuesday's parent site, Blind Skeleton. So just as Three Tune Tuesday is a window into our musical heritage, Blind Skeleton is a window into vintage entertainment of many forms, including photography and silent films, black and white films, and more. In the arena of photography, we feature a series of in-depth reviews of vintage cameras. And these aren't just technical assessments, they're loving examinations of the tools that captured moments of history, providing some insight into how these pictures were taken, the way we viewed the world, and then real-life examples. The cameras that we do explore on Blind Skeleton are in my own collection, and they are cameras that I use or have used with examples of pictures that I have actually taken. Film buffs will enjoy the vintage movie reviews that we offer. These thoughtful critiques don't just summarize the plots. We don't do spoilers here at Blind Skeleton, but we contextualize these films within their historical and cultural settings and attempt to offer a deeper appreciation for the evolution of cinema. We review silent films, old classical filmmakers, as well as old black and white movies in particular. And if you can't get enough of the audio treasures that we explore here, Blind Skeleton also delves into the world of old-time radio. We have classic shows that stream on a 24/7 basis. There's something for everyone. And of course, we have music. We do write-ups on vintage musicians. We do write-ups and reviews of old, really wonderful 78 RPM record labels. So if you enjoy Three Tune Tuesday and the vintage songs that we share, do go check out Blind Skeleton at blindskeleton.one. We have a mailing list to sign up for where you will get a bevy of information that we have to share. And of course, you can find us on social media. On Twitter, we are at Blind Skeleton. On Instagram, we are at Blind Skeleton Vintage. On Facebook, we're at blindskeleton.vintage. And if you like to venture into the new eras of social media, we've got a Blue Sky account. We are Blind Skeleton. So now as we approach the final leg of our journey and our last song for the day, we come to a song that epitomizes the nostalgic longing for simpler times, and that is The Old Oaken Bucket. This poignant ballad, with lyrics penned by Samuel Woodworth in 1817, and typically set to a traditional English melody, speaks to a universal human experience, the bittersweet remembrance of childhood and home. Woodworth was a New York City printer and aspiring writer. He wrote the poem after taking a sip of Schenectady spring water, which reminded him of the well at his childhood home in Massachusetts. And the song's enduring popularity over two centuries speaks to its ability to touch the hearts of listeners. And with those closing notes, we're brought to the end of our show for the day. We've traversed nearly a century of musical history, from the boisterous energy of old Dan Tucker, to the witty exchanges of the Arkansas Traveler, and finally to the nostalgic sentimentality of the old Oaken Bucket. These songs, each in their own way, paint a vivid picture of Americana during a time of great change. They show us the joy, the humor, the hospitality, and even the longing that characterized the rural experience. Now, if you've enjoyed our exploration today and want to keep diving into the world of vintage culture, please do check us out at blindskeleton.one and hunt us down at social media. We're on Twitter, again, at blindskeleton, Instagram at blindskeletonvintage, our Facebook page is blindskeleton.vintage, and our new Blue Sky account is Blind Skeleton. That brings us to the end of this week's show. Thank you for listening and spending some time with me to listen to some truly classic, truly old tunes. I am Bonaparte, your host, bidding you a good night from my digital cottage in the sprawling digital countryside. Remember, in the whirlwind of the modern world, there's always a place here by the fire, where the music plays on, timeless and true.